The latest repeal and replace bill for the Affordable Care Act could come up in the Senate next week. Democrats and other defenders of the Obama health care law are applying as much pressure as they can to get Senator Lisa Murkowski to vote no. Alaska Public Media Washington correspondent Liz Ruskin reports on the scene in the Senate today.
Reporters crowded the hallways of the Capitol, stalking select senators, and Murkowski was near the top of the list. She hasn't announced how she'll vote on the latest bill, known as Graham-Cassidy, but she was one of only three Republicans to vote against the last health care repeal bill, so she seems one of the most likely of her party to vote no again. Another factor? Governor Bill Walker just signed a letter asking Senate leaders to dump Graham-Cassidy. Reporters asked Senator Lindsey Graham what he thought about
it. I don't know the governor of Alaska. Here's what I would tell him. If you think you don't like this bill, just watch what you're getting coming, pal.
Graham says his bill would send money directly to the states with a lot more flexibility. He predicts the Obama health care law will fail, and he says there's little appetite for propping it up.
Chaos is going to reign, so I tell the folks in Alaska, we trust you with the money better than we trust a bureaucrat. I hope you'll take us up on the offer and look at it and reconsider.
One option Murkowski had faith in is no longer on the table. The chairman and top Democrat on the Senate Health Committee were working on a bill to stabilize the insurance markets, but they've now announced an impasse. Graham's bill would end the subsidies for buying insurance on the exchanges, and it would stop the enhanced federal match for Medicaid expansion. It also has a per capita cap on federal Medicaid funds. Instead, the states would get block grants and flexibility to design their own programs starting in 2020. The Congressional Budget Office hasn't scored the bill yet, but the Center for Budget and Policy Priorities has done its own analysis. The left-of-center think tank says the block grants in the bill would fall substantially short of what states now get. Senior fellow Aviva Arendine says all the ACA repeal bills would hit Alaska especially hard because they don't take into account the high cost of health care in Alaska, and they remove the funding for Medicaid expansion. She says Graham-Cassidy does much the same.
Our finding is that Alaska is once again one of the most harmed states, one of the states that faces a more than 35% cut in its federal funding relative to current law, just from the block grant, and then is hit by the per capita cap.
By her estimates, Alaska would get $255 million less in 2026. The bill doesn't continue the block grants beyond that, so Arendine counts Alaska's loss as $844 million in 2027. That's if the bill even comes up in the Senate. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell doesn't sound certain.
If we were going to go forward, we would have to act before September 30th.
That's the deadline for a process called budget reconciliation. After that, it will take 60 votes to pass a health care bill, and there are only 52 Republicans in the Senate. Murkowski is telling reporters she wants to see how the bill would affect Alaska. She told NBC she's open to voting for it if she's convinced Alaska will not be disadvantaged. She said she's still waiting for that data. Senator Dan Sullivan's spokesman says Sullivan is still studying the bill, too. Reporting from Washington, I'm Liz Ruskin.